الله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in the previous three verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the obligation of fasting. And in fact, the verse that comes after the current verse which I have just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the same discussion. Allah speaks about the obligation of fasting together with certain injunctions that are related to fasting. The current verse which I have just recited appears to be in the middle between the obligation and certain injunctions related to fasting. And what is the hikmah behind this verse? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make fasting, the obligation of fasting, easier and more bearable for His servants. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala persuades them to observe to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding fasting. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them His special grace, His special favor. And that is, Allah will accept all of their supplications, all of their du'as that they make to Allah. And that is why Allah in this verse says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That if my banda, or when my slaves, when my servants ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding me, then tell them, let them know, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that I am near. Allah is near His creation with His knowledge, because there is no physical place, no any physical body for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I respond to the call, to the dua of the person who makes dua, of the person who calls unto Allah, when he calls unto Allah, when he calls unto me. Allah says, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. So let my creation respond to my call. And what is the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah calls us to iman, and Allah calls us to ta'ah, to doing acts of obedience. And Allah says, وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Let them bring iman in me, so that they can find their guidance. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he points out another hikmah behind this verse being situated in the middle between the obligation and certain injunctions of fasting. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says that this verse gives us a hint that at the completion of a fast, du'as are readily accepted at that time, as it comes in a hadith, that at the time of fitr, لِلصَّائِمِ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ. That fasting person at the time of breaking his fast, there is a du'a which is accepted. That is why Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, at the time of breaking fast, he would gather his entire family and they would all make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see in the next verse, we continue with the discussion of fasting or certain injunctions and rulings that are related to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that rafath, which is marital intimacy, to have sexual intercourse or sexual relations with your wives, with your spouses, Allah says, to have sexual relations with your spouses on the nights of fasting, they are now permitted for you. They are now permitted for you. In other words, once upon a time it was not permitted, and now they became permissible. So what does this mean? This is explained in hadith, and Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in Sahih al-Bukhari, he explains this. He says, initially when fasting had become obligatory upon the Muslims, at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ruling that came from Allah was that after a person breaks his fast, then he may eat, he may drink, he may have sexual relations with his spouse, so long as he does not sleep. That means, if he has to sleep, then these conveniences will be rendered impermissible for him after he wakes up from his sleep. So a person now slept after he broke his fast, now he desires to eat, to drink, or to go to his wife, now it is impermissible. This was the initial ruling when fasting had just become obligatory upon the Muslims. What happened was certain Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, because this law was a little difficult, they fell into this mistake and they went to their wives after they had taken a nap or after they had slept, after breaking fast. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed this verse that Allah says, I know this is difficult for you. Now the ruling is now changed and an easier law was now revealed by Allah. And here Allah says that, listen, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ, that to have sexual intercourse with your spouses on the nights of fasting, they are now completely permissible for you. So if a person wakes up, he has desire for food, drink or any other thing to do with his wife, it is now permissible for him. And then Allah explains his relationship with his wife, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنْ. Allah says, they are a libas, a clothing for you and you are a clothing for them. What does this mean? Like how a person needs to wear clothing, in the same way each spouse requires, each spouse is in need of the other. And the second meaning that is given, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ, they are a covering for you and you are a covering for them. In other words, each person, he enjoys to be in the company of the other. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows very well that you used to be disloyal or you used to cheat yourselves. In other words, Allah knows what you did post-snap. After you would wake up, you would eat and drink, which was done as a mistake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَعَفَى عَنْكُمْ. So He relented to you and He pardoned you for that. فَالْآنَ بَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَابْتَغُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. So Allah says, here's the new law. Allah says, now you can have sexual intercourse with your wives during this time of the night. وَابْتَغُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. And now seek that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for you. In other words, take the new law. Seek what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed for you regarding the new law. The previous law is now abrogated by Allah. The second meaning that is given by Mufassirin, فَابْتَغُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, that by having marital intimacy now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by going to your spouses, seek a child that is muqaddar, that is destined for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us proper tawfiq to understand in the next part of the verse, because there's no time, we will complete the explanation inshallah tomorrow.